SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Red, blue, or purple state. When it comes to Americans suffering because of fire or flood, politics doesn't matter to President Trump.
I'm going to North Carolina, which has been abandoned by the Democrats, and I'm going to North Carolina very importantly first. I'll be there on Friday, and then I'm going from there to Los Angeles,
where red flag fire warnings have been extended through tomorrow.
Fueled by severe drought conditions and strong winds that continue.
We're looking at another Santa Ana wind event developing today through Thursday morning. And we're going to see an additional round of critical fire weather conditions.
Some evacuation orders remain in effect. Other residents are slowly going back. Meanwhile, Los Angeles beginning preparations to shore up hillsides to protect against potential weekend rain.
Correspondent Julie Walker. What a difference an election makes. The Justice Department directing prosecutors to investigate any state or local officials who stand in the way of enforcement of federal immigration law. President Trump demanding an apology from an Episcopal bishop after he attended a prayer service at Washington National Cathedral.
At the end of her sermon, the Right Reverend Marianne Buddy directly appealed to the president, asking him to have mercy on the LGBTQ community and migrant workers who are in the U.S. illegally. After returning to the White House, Mr. Trump said he didn't think it was a good service. And later, in an overnight social media post, he sharply criticized the bishop, calling her a radical left, hardline Trump hater. He wrote that she and her church owe the public an apology. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a winter storm of historic proportions has spread snow and ice from Texas to the Florida Panhandle and up into eastern North Carolina. Wall Street, the Dow is up 117 points, the NASDAQ 260 points higher. This is SRN News. Young people want restrictions on abortion.
Democrats predict that America will become more liberal on the issue as millennials and Generation Z begin to take power, but a new poll suggests otherwise. The numbers come from a YouGov Survey USA study, and they reveal that nearly 70% of 20 and 30-somethings favor limitations on abortion. Only 9% say the procedure should be completely unfettered. Meanwhile, other polls indicate that people become gradually more pro-life as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several states that now ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy are considering additional restrictions. In Oklahoma, a GOP representative has introduced a bill that would allow women who obtain abortions to be charged with murder. A similar measure was introduced in South Carolina in 2023, but quickly stalled. A measure introduced in Mississippi echoes laws adopted in the past 2 years in Idaho and Tennessee. This is SRN News. Young scholars in New York State may have to ditch the phone during school hours.
That would start next fall under a proposal announced by Governor Kathy Hochul. The plan, which would require legislators' approval, would take effect next school year and force students to disconnect from their phones and other personal devices while at school, including in class, during lunch, and in hallways. Hochul announced the plan Tuesday as part of her budget proposal for the coming year and said the state would provide $13.5 million to help schools implement the cell phone bans. At least eight other states have enacted measures banning or restricting cell phones in schools. Keith Peters reporting.
Rupert Murdoch's tabloids in the UK have made a rare apology to Prince Harry. It's part of a settlement of his privacy invasion lawsuit. The papers will also pay him a substantial sum of money. More details at SRNNews.com.